Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on the Barbecue Nation After Hours portion of the show. We've got Leanne Whippin with us, and I got to say, Leanne's been one of the more fun interviews I've done in a long time. No slamming my other guests, but she is a lot of fun. She likes to laugh, and that's always important to me. Sometimes I think, man, we take ourselves way too seriously. And so, that's something.
Well, you're fun to talk to. So there you go.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. So we used to do this in the regular part of the show, but then because of changing of the clocks and stuff, we stopped doing it. But we call this the lightning round. Okay. And So now I feel some apprehension in your voice there. It's not that bad.
That means I have to give you like a quick answer first thing that comes into my mind.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. Okay. So I'll start with some easy ones here. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you as supreme ruler decree?
That everyone not inject their meat and not use any electrical contraptions.
There you go. That's real. I like that. Yay. Do you remember the first thing you ever grilled or smoked?
I do not. It's probably a hamburger.
That was a lot of us, that's for sure. What's the, Leanne, what's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill or smoker?
The dumbest thing?
Yeah. We've gotten some crazy answers over the years on that question.
I mean, I've seen people put water pans into smokers that don't need them.
Okay.
I've seen people put charcoal briquettes into a green egg instead of lump charcoal. That doesn't go so well.
No. No bueno on that deal.
I've seen people use a lot of lighter fluid.
Yeah. That'll usually get your attention if you don't pay attention, I guess. Okay.
Correct.
What's the biggest mistake you ever made during a competition?
The biggest mistake I've ever made, I had a grease fire. And that was up in Bel Air, Maryland. I'll never forget that. Leaving the firebox door open by accident, and that almost caused my entire trailer to burn up. And so that was probably the biggest mistake.
That's not good. Okay. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
The worst place was in Dover, Delaware. That was during the Pitmasters show. It was freezing cold, windy, rainy. It was some of the worst weather ever. That was my worst.
Okay. What was the worst concert you ever attended?
Whitney Houston.
Really?
Yeah, she can't dance.
Oh.
She can sing, but she can't dance.
Well, she's not doing much of anything anymore, but yeah, she's...
I know.
What's the toughest thing about owning a restaurant?
The employees. It's hard to get people to show up every day on time. I've had some really great excuses for call-offs, and my number one best excuse was, I can't come in today because my brother is on death row and he's being executed today. So that was my worst excuse. That's not a joke.
Oh, did it make the papers? Oh, my word.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Jesus. I never heard that one before.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, who would it be?
Barbecue heroes?
Yeah.
Always been a fan of Tuffy's. Tuffy and I have been friends.
Yeah.
Always like to work with him.
Good guy. Really mm-hmm. good guy. What is the best day of activities for Leanne?
Contained? Gosh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Fishing. I love to fish.
Do you really?
I fish since I was a little girl. Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do. That's all I want to do when I retire is fish.
You're going to get to retire?
I don't know yet. I'm still going to fish.
Just asking, because I'm mm-hmm. still going here. I mean, I'm not 107 or anything like that, but some of my friends are already starting to retire, and I'm like, get out of here.
I like to work. I don't know if I'll ever retire.
I don't think I will. Not that that matters, but I just don't think that I will.
Keeps you young.
Yeah. What was the biggest disappointment you thought you had in doing the different TV shows you had? Was it not winning, or was it miscommunications? I mean, I've been on television for years, and so I understand the pitfalls of that, but did you have a disappointment?
Yeah, I sure did. The time that I was in Texas and I was accused of using lighter fluid, when I found out that it was a production crew that actually put lighter fluid into my green egg because they were trying to get a lot of smoke to come out of it for video, and I didn't find that out till later.
Oh, Lord. Did you kick their ass?
That was a disappointment.
Yeah. Production crews can be creative. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. I know I don't know you very well, but this is one of the standard questions. Did you ever cook in a thunderstorm in your underwear?
That would be no.
Okay, good. Okay, moving on. Moving on. Well, I'm sorry, but that's... It's one of the standard questions here.
Standard questions.
Yeah.
There you go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much barbecue do you eat on a regular basis?
10. I eat it every day.
Okay. What is your least favorite food to cook?
Chinese. Too many ingredients.
And do you like Chinese food, though, to eat?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, got that one out of the way, too. Yeah. If we put your cooking skills to music, what would that music be?
Well, I have a song, a barbecue song that I play for myself right before I go into competition. And it's the Eminem song, Lose Yourself.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's just a thing for me. I like to listen. It gets me going and gets me in the mood. And you only got one shot, so you got to make it count, all that. So, that's my song, I guess, for barbecue.
Well, that's okay. That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. Are you sweatshirts or formal wear? And I guess you're not sweatshirts in Florida, but.
No, I'm T-shirts.
T-shirts, okay.
T-shirts and shorts and sandals.
There you go. Justin Bieber or Jimmy Buffett?
Neither.
Neither. Okay. How about Dire Straits or Justin Bieber?
Dire Straits. I happen to be kind of, I like all kinds of music. I am a rock fan, though. I like some Metallica in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I got my start in radio, was a rock and roll DJ in college years ago. So,
yeah.
You know, I used to go from Black Sabbath to Jimmy Buffett to the Eagles and Led Zeppelin at 5 o'clock in the morning to get people awake. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What's your favorite movie?
Amadeus.
Really? That's great.
Mm-hmm. Love that movie.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite event when you were competing regularly that you'd like to go to?
Yeah, Bel Air, Maryland. I went there 10 years straight. Loved that competition. It was a great setting, great people, well-organized. Weather, for the most part, was pretty decent. Always loved Bel Air.
This is something I asked the Texas boys on occasion, but did you ever smoke an armadillo?
No. I saw one on the road the other day. I didn't even know they had them.
Well, you know what they do in Texas, don't you? And we've got stations in Texas. So if I'm wrong, you guys down there listening to the show, let me know. But when they get hit, they prop them up on the side of the road and they put an empty Lone Star bottle and put their hands a little around that. And they'd sit there. I've seen that, actually. So
That's funny. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot to do in some parts of Texas except stay out of the heat. So, you know,
maybe I'll have to start the tradition here in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Well, you guys could do it with alligators or something down there.
Yeah.
Do you have many alligators where you live?
I have not seen any alligators or crocodiles, but I did have alligator on the menu.
Well, good. Does it taste like chicken, like they say? I've actually eaten it, so I know what it tastes like.
It's very similar, yeah.
Yeah. You said your favorite hobby away from food is like fishing. Mm-hmm. What do you fish for down there?
Oh, boy. All kinds of, you know, saltwater fish, of course. I have caught, that's the great part of fishing here, is that you can catch so many different things, whether it be a snook or a snapper or a drumfish, and every fish is different. You know, you have to use different baits and everything else, so you kind of have to and you never know what you're going to pull up, which is kind of fun too.
Well, maybe sometime I'll come down there when we're coming through town and I'll go fishing with you. I'll give you a heads up on
that. I would love that.
I have fished on 4 different continents, I think, but I've never fished in Florida. So there you go. It's all good.
Great fishing.
Yeah, Leanne, it has been a true pleasure to talk to you and meet you and have you on the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, whether you know it or not, you're going to become a regular because we've had so much fun.
That's awesome. I would love that. Oh, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you. And it's funny, when I look at the clock, I can't believe the time has gone so fast because I feel like I've only been on the phone with you for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we like to have fun. That's my job, and I'm really good at having fun. Not so good at being serious, but I'm pretty good at having fun. So
yeah, your jokes are pretty good too.
Well, thank you. I actually work on those a little bit. So Leanne Whippen from the Deviled Pig in Tampa, and from Food Network Hall of Fame and Restaurateur and Food and Beverage Guru. Is it guru or guru-ess when you're a lady? I don't know.
I think guru's fine.
Guru's fine. Okay. Food and Beverage Guru. And a lot of fun to talk to. And I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours. Take care, everybody.